Why do brilliant companies with visionary leaders and cutting-edge products still fail? The answer lies not in flawed strategies, but in something far more fundamental: execution. Since its publication in 2002, Execution, The Discipline of Getting Things Done by Larry Bossidy and Ram Charan, has become the definitive guide to closing this critical gap. Even Warren Buffett keeps it on his recommended reading list, and Jack Welch called it the most important book you'll read as a leader. Consider the cautionary tale of Compaq under CEO Eckhard Peiffer in the late 1990s. Despite an ambitious vision to dominate the PC market, the company faltered against Dell's execution-focused approach. While Compaq's strategy seemed sound on paper, Dell's build-to-order system wasn't merely a marketing tactic. It was a comprehensive business model that allowed them to turn inventory 80 times annually versus competitors 10-20 times, maintain negative working capital, and deliver technological improvements faster than rivals. The execution gap isn't just theoretical. In 2000 alone, 40 CEOs from Fortune's top 200 companies lost their jobs not because they lacked vision, but because they couldn't translate that vision into results. Execution is a systematic process that must shape strategy itself, considering the organization's ability to implement it. It centers on three fundamental processes that must be tightly linked: people, strategy, and operations. The people process is most critical. It evaluates individuals accurately and develops leadership talent at all levels. The strategy process creates a roadmap addressing external environment, customer needs, and competitive landscape, and must be built by line managers who will execute it. The operations process translates strategy into specific actions, connecting long-term goals to short-term targets and forcing integrated decisions across the organization. When these three processes work in harmony, execution becomes a powerful competitive advantage. Leaders who excel at execution demonstrate seven specific behaviors. First, they know their people and business intimately through direct engagement, not filtered reports. Larry Bossidy visited plants for substantive discussions that revealed managers' effectiveness and organizational dynamics. Second, they insist on realism, the heart of execution, rather than allowing people to shade truth or hide mistakes. Third, they set clear, limited priorities instead of overwhelming lists that effectively mean no priorities. Fourth, they follow through relentlessly, ensuring meetings conclude with specific accountabilities rather than vague intentions. Fifth, they reward the doers, making meaningful distinctions between achievers and non-achievers in compensation and recognition. Sixth, they expand capabilities through coaching, treating interactions as development opportunities. Finally, they know themselves, possessing the emotional fortitude to face personal and organizational realities honestly. The best execution leaders aren't necessarily the most brilliant, but have exceptional self-awareness and inner strength. When businesses struggle, leaders often target culture change. Recognizing that soft elements like beliefs and behaviors are as crucial as structure and strategy. Most cultural initiatives fail because they aren't linked to business outcomes. Cultural change isn't about thinking differently first, it's about acting differently to create new thinking. People only change beliefs when confronted with contradicting evidence. At EDS, CEO Dick Brown identified outdated beliefs that needed replacement with new ones, like we can grow faster than the market and collaboration is key to success. The foundation for changing behavior is transparently connecting rewards to performance. A company's culture defines what gets valued, directing people's focus. Organizations have both hardware, structure, formal systems, and software, values, norms, behaviors. While hardware divides an organization into functional units, social software integrates these parts into a synchronized whole. Critical to this are social operating mechanisms, meetings, presentations, and communications that cut across organizational barriers and reinforce core beliefs. As Brown states, the culture of a company is the behavior of its leaders. leaders get the behavior they exhibit and tolerate. While many leaders claim people are our most important asset, they often fail to place the right people in the right jobs. This happens due to three key shortcomings: not knowing what qualities drive success, lacking courage to address poor performance, and hiring for comfort rather than fit. Most companies prioritize candidates with vision and inspirational qualities over execution abilities. They're drawn to intellectual prowess and communication skills instead of asking, how good is this person at getting things done? Effective leaders create energy, make decisive calls on tough issues, achieve results through others without micromanaging, and follow through consistently. Traditional interviews rarely identify these execution-oriented leaders. Better interviewing requires probing questions about accomplishments, thinking processes, and motivations to create a complete picture of candidates. A robust strategy must be an actionable plan derived from those closest to markets with realistic assessment of organizational capabilities. A business unit strategic plan must clearly articulate current position, destination, and path forward. Larry emphasizes, if you can't describe your strategy in 20 minutes, simply and in plain language, you haven't got a plan. Effective strategies must be constructed and owned by line people executing them, with staff providing data and analytical tools. Strong strategic plans must address 9 critical questions, covering the external environment, customers, growth paths, competition, execution capability, short-long-term balance, implementation milestones, critical issues, and sustainable profitability. The operations process creates the execution path for strategy through people. Unlike traditional budgeting that merely sets financial targets, a robust operating plan connects strategy to reality by breaking long-term goals into short-term targets and forcing integrated decisions. Most companies can complete budgeting in 3 days through simultaneous dialogue rather than wasting weeks on sequential processes. Synchronization ensures all organizational components operate with common external assumptions and understand their interconnected impact. Companies that execute well, like GE, Walmart, Dell, and Colgate-Palmolive, synchronize faster than competitors. Debating assumptions is the most critical part of any operating review, as realistic goals require thoroughly examined underlying premises. In a world where technology, capital, and ideas flow freely, execution remains the ultimate competitive advantage. It's difficult for competitors to replicate because it's embedded in organizational culture and leadership behavior. Companies like Apple, Toyota, and Amazon have demonstrated how superior execution creates sustained market leadership despite competitors having similar resources. Their success breeds confidence, enabling bolder moves and attracting better talent. The discipline of execution isn't conceptually complex, but requires tremendous leadership commitment. It demands leaders who engage deeply with their businesses, insist on realism, set clear priorities, follow through relentlessly, reward performance appropriately, develop their people, and possess self-awareness. As business complexity increases, the gap between strategy and execution widens for most companies. Those mastering this discipline create sustainable advantages beyond any single product or market position. Remember, in business, you don't get what you hope for, you get what you execute. The difference between success and failure rarely lies in strategy brilliance, but in turning strategy into consistent, disciplined action throughout your organization. Make execution your competitive advantage and watch your business transform from potential to results.